Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a wonderful, beautiful Wednesday morning, and I hope we can make it better here on Pep Talk. I'm here with Paul Epstein, the owner of Running Wild, and Sydney Cross, who's a marketing manager for Running Wild. We always have a good time. We're having a great time. We're already hyped up. We need to go on a run this morning, huh?
We do. Well, some of us have already on a run this morning, Tammy. But no, don't feel bad. You're okay. There's plenty of time to run. It's getting hotter and hotter outside.
Yes.
And so we're super excited about that.
We're excited about the heat.
We are. Well,
you know,
we're
going to
talk a little bit about
the
heat and how ways to, not overcome it, but ways to sort of adapt to it.
No, perfect.
And, we got some cool stuff to talk about. And super excited to have Sydney Cross,
yes,
not our new marketing manager, but now our full-time marketing manager.
Perfect.
And Sydney just graduated from UWF and has been several-year staff member at Running Wild, and now she's shifted into, she loves us so much, can you imagine?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? And now she's our full-time marketing manager, so Sydney, you're awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I was telling Paul that last week I channeled him. I was just having a day. You know, we have those days, and mental health's not at top notch, and you just need to get it out. And I went for a run outside, and he was like, yay!
I was yay.
And I was like, thanks to Paul, because I was like, oh, he'd be so proud of me right now running outside. It was hot, but so I'm so glad you're talking about that, because I went to the beach on Sunday, and it was miserable.
So I, you know, as I often do, I listen to your show during the week.
Well, thank you.
For my 4-minute commute, but other times I get in the car. And it seems like, Tammy, all you have been talking about with all of your guests is the beach and how hot it is and, and wait, no, hang on.
I've heard a lot.
So
you
I'm
know
doing
what?
The head
we
back.
He's so funny. We have like the window solutions and climate people, and so we do talk a lot about the heat because it's like that gets brought up on trying to manage heat in your house with the windows, AC. So we do talk about that a lot.
OMG, Florida's been around for like
I don't know,
depending on what you believe, thousands or millions of years.
Are you
and
sure?
Guess what? It's always been hot here. And humans have always occupied, not always, but
we adapt.
For many years.
We adapt.
Oh, yeah. We got air conditioning and we've got the beach. And oh, my gosh, we've got some great products we're going to talk about to help you get outside and run. But we have, we've had a bunch of events. Now, of course, we're moving into the warmer period of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of scale back most of our outdoor events, our runs.
Okay.
But we do have one coming up that is very exciting, super exciting and awesome, called the Graffiti Bridge Run.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. That did sound really fun.
Sounds
great.
Yep. It's Memorial Day weekend, Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. It starts at 7:30, and guess where it is?
The Graffiti Bridge.
Oh, my gosh. Tammy is on it.
It's amazing. Yes. Some days he asks me questions, and I have no answer. But today,
on it.
I'm on top of my game, apparently.
It's such a fun run. We use the Graffiti Bridge is the start and finish line, so that is actually like our finish arch. The years we get lucky, we have a train pass over right as the race starts. Literally, I think this race has been going on for 6 or 7 years, and I would say at least half of the time we've got a train that comes right at the right time. Right when we're ready to fire the cannon and start the race. And so that's a bonus. The other bonus is it's BYOP.
I know what that means.
I told you.
You did tell me. Would you like me to tell them?
I do. It's a test. Sydney's not sure. Sydney knows.
Sydney, do you know?
Oh, Sydney knows.
Yeah. Okay. Bring your own paint.
Yes. Bring your own paint.
Yes.
Because we close the road at about 6 a.m. and you've got over an hour to paint the bridge.
I can barely draw a stick figure.
It's
so
okay. I mean, most of the times
I would draw just a smiley face, you know?
Well,
that's it.
And
we'd
so
be good.
You could be, we often have to have designated people who are willing to paint over something. Sometimes there's some interesting and colorful language.
Oh no!
Painted on the bridge.
Oh no, we can't do that.
Yeah,
let's keep
so
it
sometimes we
friendly.
Have to change, like, you know, change a certain letter to an A instead of you can imagine. I'm not going to go into
details
about, you know, the words that get written up there. But it is, it's a blast. We have, the race starts at 7:30 on the 27th. You can get more info at runpensacola.com. Of course, you can also call our Pensacola location at 435-9222. And you can visit WeRunWild.com for information as well. And registrations are still open. You get a really cool finisher's medal. It's actually the graffiti bridge as a medal. Awesome T-shirt. Yeah. We've got finishers posters as well as awards. And then we do a kind of a barbecue, if you will, in Miraflores Park, which is the park right up there on 17th.
Sounds like a fun family event.
It is a blast.
It sounds great. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Paul Epstein and Sydney Cross with Running Wild, talking about all things running, 5Ks that are coming up, and we're going to talk about ways to help you in this heat when you're trying to run outside. If you want to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. So, Paul, tell us how we can beat the heat.
Well, there's no way to beat it, but... you just have to kind of embrace it, right? Because this is it. So summer has happened early, as we all know, with these crazy thunderstorms that popped up yesterday.
Oh,
and that's kind of that we get that heat from the land, and it creates these thunderstorms. And then by evening, they're usually done. And that's kind of, I mean, we had a little bit of rain in the evening, but it cools it down for the next morning as well. So that whether you're a morning runner or an evening runner, it's humid in the morning and it's hot at the end of the day. Some people will do this, but we don't recommend it running in the middle of the day, like between 11 and 3. We don't recommend doing
that. Well, that was my mistake. Thank you for telling me now, Paul.
Well, you know, Tammy, we're
kind of red from 12 to 1.
We're bringing you along slowly, and so if
we
give you too much information, your head may explode.
Sydney, are you sure you can work with this man every day?
I know. It's a lot of fun, though.
No, I'm joking.
There you go. I know you are. Yeah.
Listen, he has some great energy. I always enjoy it.
So it, just because it's so hot, right? And so the biggest – so there's two – major challenges when it's this hot. One is staying hydrated, and I'll speak to that in a minute in more detail. And the other is trying to block some of the harmful UV radiation from the sun. And so hydration is often misunderstood, and there are many, I'm going to say well-meaning products and companies that sell things that make you think they're healthy and good for you that are sort of shrouded in the world of hydration. And I'm not going to use any names, but some of those products end in aid. So I'm not going to go into detail about
what you're throwing down.
Awesome. But the key to staying hydrated is you want the electrolytes without the sugar, right? And if you just think about it like that, that's the key.
Okay.
Electrolytes without sugar. So now we're going to have, you know, stump the host
he always
and the guest.
Me.
Let's see if we can name some. And I'm not a healthcare professional by any stretch, but these are simple electrolytes that our body, when you sweat, these are some of the things you lose that you need to replace, right? So tell me an electrolyte. Tammy
salt.
Or Sydney, just one of them.
Salt.
Salt, which is also known as sodium.
Sodium, yeah.
That's sodium, yep. And sodium chloride specifically is that helps the chloride bind to the sodium. So you can, let's have another one. Anyone?
Sydney, you're up.
You're not allowed to, are you? Sodium. You better not be Googling this.
I was going to say sodium.
Sodium.
I mean,
one comes from bananas. That
potassium.
People, potassium. Woo. Yep.
Magnesium,
very good.
Yes, there's more.
Manganese, which
that was a hard one.
I think that's like if you can't say magnesium, you just go manganese.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't really know what it does, but it does something. But it's
Paul doesn't even know what it does.
It
he's
is,
giving us a hard time.
But I know
time.
What it is. I mean, it's it, and they're listed right here. And wait, there's one more. I forgot. You get it in milk.
Calcium.
Very good. Yes. So on this little bottle, and I brought props.
He did.
I know that,
I'm excited about.
I know
the props.
All of you listening can't actually see the props, mm-hmm. but Tammy can, and that's the most important thing. And yes. Sydney's taking pictures, and she will post this on our Instagram and Facebook page and all the other cool stuff.
Perfect.
And I'm sure she's going to somehow link 92.3 Pensacola Expert Panel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
So, so on the back, it's calcium, magnesium, manganese, chloride, which is part of the sodium, and then potassium. And these are just, these are capsules that you take at certain intervals to replace those lost electrolytes. And so you would drink water and you would just take these capsules. And so there's no sugar in them. So you're getting that hydration without the sugar. And that's the key, of course, to stay hydrated but not ingest excessive amounts.
This is the first time I've ever heard you can do this without a liquid. Like, I had no clue there was a pill that you could take.
So, but you need to drink some water with it, right?
No, right. Because, but I mean, I thought it meant like Gatorade or, you know, Pedialyte. Like, I didn't know it was actually a pill form you take with water. That's interesting.
And,
that's really
and the
cool.
problem with Gatorade and Powerade and Pedialyte and many of those drinks is they do have the electrolytes, but they also have 10, 15, 20, sometimes 30 grams of sugar, which is way too much sugar.
Right. That can make you kind of nauseous, I feel like, when you're running and have a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
So,
and that's why I really enjoy the pills because I prefer plain water when I run, especially when it's super, super hot. Having that extra sugar just doesn't sit very well with me. So if you take the pills, it not only gives you all the
Let's call them Endurolytes rather than take the pills.
Well, we didn't know what they were called. Endurolytes, okay, which you can get over at Running Wild.
Of course, yes, in both locations, Fairhope and Pensacola.
That's right.
Or online.
WeRunWild.com.
On our online store, yes, on WeRunWild.com.
But yeah, so that's why I really enjoy those, because all the extra sugar just makes you really sick, especially with the crazy heat we have.
Well, and what happens with sugar, and I'm glad you went down that road, Sydney, it's all about how you, when you're ingesting anything during activity, right? So when you're running, blood is leaving your gut, for lack of a better term, and going to your muscles, right? Your legs specifically, but sometimes your arms as well. And so you have less blood in your gut to help with digestion. So if you get too high a concentration of carbohydrates, aka sugar, in your stomach, you start to have bloating and cramps and occasionally nausea and other issues, right? And so the ability to take something that doesn't have any sugar in it and still rehydrate again, which is the key, is really important, especially when it's this hot, because you can't, it's hard when it's this hot out and going into these months to stay ahead of hydration. Even if you just run for 30 minutes to an hour each day, you're still in and out of the outdoors, you're still sweating, and you're losing those electrolytes the whole day.
Absolutely.
Another product we have that is super popular is a it's a tablet that you drop into water.
Okay.
It's called Noon, N-U-U-N. And there's a couple different manufacturers. We carry Noon and another product called Fizz. And all it is, and I'm going to pop the top. I'm going to leave these with you.
Okay, cool.
Tammy,
thank you.
You don't want to lick it or touch it.
I'm just going to take one out and just start licking
well,
it.
Well, so I know people who have taken these out and tried to chew them, right? And
okay,
so,
now I could see myself doing that
right?
in the moment.
You
but
don't want to.
No.
Your mouth will foam up like
it will?
Like a rabid raccoon.
It hydrates better than water alone. It only has 1 gram of sugar. Crisp and refreshing flavor. And
crisp
it is
and refreshing.
Non-GMO.
Tammy is reading the bottle. For those of you that can't see her right now, which is all of you, It's a drink that's got, well, it's a capsule that makes a drink, and you mix it with about 16 ounces of water, and it actually tastes really good. It's better with cold water, but it's got a good flavor. We've got, oh my gosh, how many flavors would you say we have, Sydney?
Oh my gosh, I would say at least, it's got to be at least 20.
Yeah, I was thinking 30 plus
yeah,
flavors.
30 plus.
And it says there's levels. Do you have different levels, or you one, two, and three, or is it you just mainly get like the two?
Well, so they have different formulations, right? There's a hydration for sport is what
for
they call it.
Hydration.
And then they have a rest, which they added a little more magnesium to.
Okay.
And then they've got a vitamin formulation.
Oh, nice.
We primarily, we have a few of the different ones, but we primarily stick with the sport because that's, you know, running wild
running
and who we are.
Wild.
And we're talking about hydration, and that's kind of what we want to take people through.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with owner of Running Wild, Paul Epstein, and marketing manager, Sydney Cross. If you want more information, you can head on over to WeRunWild.com. We were talking about the Graffiti Bridge Run. You can head on over to RunPensacola.com to sign up for that or call 435-9222. We were talking all things heat because it is warming up here in Pensacola. If you haven't noticed, this weekend was a doozy, and we haven't even really reached the hot summer months yet. So we're talking about ways to hydrate, less sugar, more electrolytes, magnesium, things like that. So if you have any questions, you want to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620.
And the heat is coming.
It is.
Yep. We'll get those August days where it doesn't get below 80 at night. And so the next morning, you are going, oh my gosh, what is going on? So as we're discussing hydration is important, starting with electrolytes and minimal sugar. And we just brought two examples, but we've got lots of different examples. And more importantly, or as importantly, I should say, we've got the experts at Running Wild that can guide you through this, right? So many people have questions about, hey, how much do I need? Should I follow the directions on the bottle? This is what I'm doing. So it's so individual, and it's all about who and what you are and what you're doing, right?
Right.
We have guests that come in that are running regularly, but they also work outdoors, right? So they are just like all day long.
They're losing a lot.
We can give you advice around that. And then we have some that work in an office all day, and they're not as heat adapted, so we can talk to that person as well and guide them through what makes the most sense.
Perfect.
But we've got these great products, right? And so you say, well, it's, you know, you have to mix one with water, and or you have to take this one with water. So how do you, you're out running, how do you carry water?
Good question.
Yeah, I kind of set myself up for this next thing.
Here we go.
And so I brought a couple different bottles here that are handheld bottles, and this is for Tammy's benefit so she can get excited and see them and go, oh, yeah, because
I know
none of you can.
Go running outside.
So we have these awesome handheld bottles made by a company called Amphipod that we've done business with for over 20 years, frankly, and they're a small company based out of Seattle, and they design and all their own products and manufacture all their own stuff. And they're specifically in our world, the world of specialty running.
Okay.
And they've created a variety of things that allow people like us, runners and walkers that want to get outside, to carry water with them. So these are very ergonomically designed handheld bottles in different sizes. And we have different packs as well that allow you to carry water with you. And this is this new product we've got here is called the Hydroform Chiller, and what it is a 20 ounce water bottle that fits in your hand, and it's actually super comfortable, and it has a covering over it that has like a gel pack in it, and you put this whole thing in your freezer and the gel pack gets cold, and then you put the water in it and the water stays cold, the gel pack, and it's a nice like neoprene fabric. And the gel pack stays cold the entire run. Actually, they showed us a study that it gets colder as you're holding it in your hand, even when it's 8.5 million degrees outside.
Right. It's so cool because it's so sleek. It just fits right in there. This isn't like a big pack that you have attached to it. It literally just fits right in with the sleeve. You really almost don't know it's there. There's a little.
You don't know it's there.
And that is really cool.
Even with water in it, is so ergonomically well designed. I guess that's a term. Yeah. It works great. And it comes in those two sizes too. And we have these bottles. We have other ways. People want to carry a pouch or a backpack. And everything from this company, Amphipod, is designed to be as minimalist or non-invasive, if you will, as possible, and still give you the ability to carry liquid.
And also with these, they have a sleeve over them, so you can definitely fit some pills or something there.
On the pills again.
I'm sorry. Tammy? What is it called?
Enduralyte.
Back on the pills, Tammy. Or your
just keeping it
noon
real.
Hydration, sport hydration. You can fit it right under that sleeve as well. So, I mean, definitely there's a little space there, so you don't have to try to find something else to put it in.
I even love to put my keys
in there's a zipper on the back of one, so that's neat.
So a little pouch on the back.
Yeah.
And you and there's other models that have other little pouches that you can put your pills in.
Pills.
I didn't do air quotes. Pills.
What if we had to take something else? You never know.
You never know.
Well, you never know.
Endurolite, though, you need that for sure. That's number one. But I know my sister's runner, my brother-in-law is a runner, and they would eat gummy bears and stuff. Like there was a gummy.
What kind of gummy bears?
It was for hydration.
Chewables?
Yeah. Yeah, they would take it with them, and you just take it like halfway through.
Yes.
Or a jelly shot. Have you heard of those? Like jelly-ish?
I've heard of jello shots.
No. It's a hydration jello shot.
Yes. They are. There are. So there are lots of different products.
Yeah.
There's Cliff is a company that makes Cliff shots, and then Goo makes them.
Goo, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Goo blocks as well. There's lots of, and we carry a host of different nutritional types of products.
Perfect.
And again, there's so much out there in the world of hydration and nutrition. We train our team on this stuff regularly. And so come in and talk with us about it. We got lots of options for you to carry water and carry different drinks. And so staying hydrated it's simple. You have to be deliberate about it this time of year. And honestly, it's what I tell people, it's important for your run today, but it's even more important for your run next week.
Right.
Because if you don't stay hydrated, you're not going to recover, and you have the potential to get injured, to have little, you know, not a broken leg, but, you know, a tighter muscle, or develop scar tissue in a muscle after overuse and not getting the ability to rehydrate and let those cells repurpose and, you know,
right.
heal.
Definitely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Paul Epstein and Sydney Cross with Running Wild. For more information, you can visit them at werunwild.com. Head on over to their shop. They have educated people to help you on all things hydration. Also, they're hiring, I noticed, as well. So
they're always hiring.
You're always hiring. So great. Full-time and part-time jobs, Pensacola and Fairhope.
Yes.
I'll say it's a pretty awesome place to work.
It sounds like it.
It's more like a work family. And also, I mean, the other day for our staff meeting, we were actually getting trained more about hydration. So not only did we get to try everything, so one, we can know who to recommend the products for. Mm-hmm. We know the taste, but also we got to play with water balloons. So I'm just saying.
We had a water balloon fight.
It
wasn't my idea.
Why wasn't
but it
I
worked
invited,
out great.
Paul?
It worked out great.
It was fun.
Now
All
I'm
right,
disappointed.
The last thing we need to talk about is keeping the sun off of you.
Yes, sunscreen.
Right? So a hat is super important. We've got some great running hats. Mm-hmm. We've got lightweight clothing that have UV protection, long sleeves and short sleeves. But we have some amazing sunblock that we use ourselves, and it's from a company called Kinesis. It's a spray-on. We have it in 30 and 50. And the great thing is it absorbs instantly into your skin, and it doesn't run into your eyes when you sweat.
Isn't that the worst?
It is absolutely
terrible.
When your
eyes are burning from sunscreen, it is the worst. Yes.
And so we carry that at Running Wild. They make a zinc product that we just picked up that is not visible. If you know, you've seen people wear that zinc on their nose or in their ears.
Yeah.
It's bright white. This stuff absorbs in
instantly.
It's
clear. Oil-free, clear spray.
Yes. The spray is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to use that stuff when you're out.
Definitely.
Even in the morning when you go out to run, because those UV rays are bad.
They're bad. They're bad for you. Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you so much, Sydney, for joining me. It's been a pleasure. It always is a good time with you in here. If you need more information, head on over to werunwild.com. Go visit them. Go see all this cool stuff they brought into the studio this morning. Coming up, we have Terrence Gross with Gross & Schuster. So if you have questions for him, please don't hesitate to give us a call.